Needed the special assistance. He had a birthday party, and every kid there was on medication that showed up. And one of them I said about, you know, like asking the parent, like, oh, you know, can I have your number in case, you know, he says he wants to go home or whatever. You know, you're talking like 10-year-old boys, whatever, having a sleepover birthday party thing. And she said, oh, he won't ask for that. He's a foster child. And he's, and I'm like, how sad was that? I'm like, wow. Yes, very, very sad. Anyway. But it prompted me to, when my son was in the hospital, to see the need. God opened my eyes, and I saw every time I visited my son in the behavioral hospital, which he was in 2 weeks, that I saw this little boy. He was always in pajamas. None of the other kids were. And this building's on lockdown. These kids are in there brought in by ambulances or by parents that they've they have to either threaten their life or somebody else's, be a danger to be admitted. Mm. And so, so he's in there for that. And I saw this boy, and he was always, I asked him, I said, you know, can I just ask, why doesn't this kid ever get dressed? They said he's a ward of the state, and he was, brought in with just the clothes on his back, and he doesn't have anything. And then they said, and he's been here 6 months. They were on the third floor. The windows don't even open. Oh my gosh. He was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I was just, it just broke my heart. And my church was doing Angel Tree. And I said, you know what? Hey, I know some kids that could really use some gifts over at this hospital.
Yeah.
And so we contacted them, and we said, we want to do something. They said, well, for confidentiality, they can't give us any names or anything. And I said, well, if you can somehow let us know. Mm. And so, like, they would put, like, girl number one, 13 years old, you know, and she wants this. And boy number two, you know, he's mm-hmm. 9 years old and he wants this. Mm-hmm. The saddest list I ever saw. There was not one toy or electronic or frivolous item on there. They asked for things like shampoo, a sweatshirt, socks.
You know what our church has done, Linda, up in upstate New York? By the way, you're listening to A New Day on WCNO. My name is David Usher. I'm a guest host for Rhett Palmer, and I'm here with Linda Halka. She's a children's behavioral specialist, and we're in the midst of talking about the problems with kids that come into the learning environment with all sorts of issues, and our church in upstate New York has opened up a foster care store. Wow. And so when kids get into the foster care system, many of whom were thrust in by bad family situations, we get them clothing, we get them backpacks, we get them every Wonderful. Single thing they need, personal needs. And I think this is where you're talking to about everybody needs to kind of work together to help children get to where they need to get to.
Right.
And so you're talking about these kids that come into the system that are just...
And the even sadder part is that when we brought the stuff, they said, no one has ever brought gifts here. The doctors and nurses would get together and try to get stuff for the kids. And I'm like...
I don't want to toot the horn of my church, but, you know, we go into these homes where the kids are there, not by choice. They're there because they did something behaviorally wrong, bad, right. whatever, and they've been sent into these places that are under lock and key. And we go in, we give them a Christmas. We give, like, 30 at the girls' home, about 30 at the boys' home, and we take their lists.
Nice.
And we've been doing this for, like, 20 years. And so there's so much that can be done by organizations when you just dig in a little bit
right.
and start asking about what we can do to help. So it yes. sounds like you were trying to incorporate a number of different things to help you do
right,
the job
right.
of
but one know. Of the biggest miracles through this is the next year I said, we got to do something that has a little more meaning than just getting them, you know, these hygiene and clothes items. We can do that, but and one of my daughters, my youngest, I think, was in Brownies, and they made those cute fuzzy pillows where you tie knots around, and I was like, hey, this is pretty nice. And I knew from my son being in there, it's really hard. You can't give them anything that can become a weapon. You can't give them a notebook and pen. If that has a spiral, that spiral could now be a weapon to really poke somebody. The pen could stab somebody. You can't give them sweats with a drawstring. You got to pull the drawstring out because, once again, it could be. It's like, and it goes on and on. And you're like, so what could I give these kids that could make an impact? And I'm like, these pillows are really cute. And I said, you know, hey, it was 40 kids. You know what? I was going to school full-time at that point. I've parent of five, going to school full-time, not working. And I was like, hey, my ladies group at church, we could, you know, there's about 8 of us, we could make these. And so I called them just to confirm the number. And they said, when I called and I said, you know, I want to check how many kids would be there. And they said, which group? And I said, what do you mean, which group? They said, we have a group of 40 and we have a group of 80. And I said, oh, I'll call you back. And I'm like, okay, God, I know this is really needed. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I said, you know what? I can't do this, but God can. I called them back, and I said, I'm going to get you those pillows. And I asked my church, and I was at a church that was a pretty good size. I think at that point, I don't know, there might have been 500 people there, that kind of thing. So it's good size. Yeah. And so I asked other groups, and I got the youth group involved, and I got the supplies, or got the leaders to buy the supplies and show them how to make them. And so you got kids helping other kids, you know, for that.
Yeah.
And so then when we got the pillows, we would sort them and make sure there was no two the same in any batch, so everybody got a unique one. If I got 10 Batmans, they went to 10 separate hospitals or wards. So everybody got a unique one to them for that. But on the day that the pillows rolled in, and we did this in 2 weeks, I let them know, and I said, everybody bring them in. On the day they rolled in, 163 pillows rolled in. And I was like, wow, we have extra. And I took my son to a therapy appointment like the next day. And he said, well, you know, we have a third group. He said, they didn't tell you about that one. He said, that's the kids that have all been sexually abused.
Oh, my word.
We keep them in a separate building. They have to be kept separate because, unfortunately, they abuse each other. And I'm like, it just gets sadder and sadder. It just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never saw a bit of malice, I have to say, that in any of these kids. I'm like, it was extremely rare. I think two kids in all the time of any that I ever worked with or ministered with, did I feel that they were kind of scary. And the rest, they just make bad choices and do silly things they don't think about, you know.
What do you think really motivated you to be involved in such things as this when you're dealing with kids that have all these problems?
I think the Holy Spirit and the experiences God gave me. But when I called the hospital, you know how many kids they had? 163. And that was in 2004, and it still gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh my gosh. But you know what? Pillows kept rolling in.
Yeah.
And we got like 55 more. And I called around and I found a place that had 55 kids. And every year, pillows kept like that. And it kept growing. And we got more. And when we did it for 13 years and all by donation, we ended up going to 18 different hospitals and facilities for then, you know, like 1,500 kids. All. And we did it for about $5 a kid. Every one of them got a hand-signed card says, hey, I'm praying for you. God loves you.
Yeah.
You know, I care about you. We made this pillow just for you, and they all got that unique pillow.
And my pastor has people write him to this day after 25 years of doing this where they say, it was so nice getting. And you know that other kids are thinking that. Maybe they won't take the time to write, but these little things, I think, can go a long way in giving a kid a sense of hope and connection.
It does. And God blessed me twice through that. Well, many times, but when I was teaching, I asked some of the students if they wanted to help at high school level, you know, on your free time. You want to come in and work on these.
Do you have a key for the other car? Your husband's here.
Yes.
Here. All right. This is live radio, ladies
live
and gentlemen.
Radio.
And our guest, Linda Halkel, has a car that she has to be concerned about.
There you go.
Mr. Palmer.
Wait, which car?
Doesn't matter.
I got to be able to get home somehow.
So juggling is what life is all about, isn't it, Linda?
Right. Where was I?
So these pillows kept coming in, and these kids were getting blessed and being connected and being helped.
I can't remember where I was going. I'm sorry.
You were just talking about different groups of kids and how God was providing them with these pillows and how great connection was happening, and the kids were...
Oh, okay. So students. Yeah. So here I am teaching at the high school level, and we were at the high school closest to... the first hospital that we started with that my son had gone to. And one of the things they do is they do try to get the kids back in to the public school because some kids end up living at the hospital. Mm. Some stay, because I found out, I thought 6 months was bad. I heard some were there for years. And the sad part is that parents can't afford this. Your insurance will only pay for a couple weeks. If your child really needs this, and some really do, you end up having to sign your child over to the state and making them a ward just to get them the help they need so they don't end up in jail or dead.
Mm.
And it's really sad for that. But anyway, so I had this one student, and I asked them, did they want to help, like come back on your lunch or something? You can work on these cute pills. And he said, you're the pillow lady? He said, oh my gosh. He said, we love those pillows.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Which was so cool. And another student, actually, I didn't even see him very long because he was a homeless student. He was in a shelter. People don't know that. There are homeless students in every school, no matter how affluent it is. Mm. You have homeless students in there. And he was at a shelter, and he wasn't... Yeah, he was a student that we didn't have high expectations for. He seemed to have really limited intellectual abilities, but enough to be living independently.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, what's going to happen? It was around the time we're doing the pillows, and I'm like, you know, the kid was so needy, and so I thought, this kid needs a pillow. And so I got a pillow, and I got him a backpack and put some stuff in there and gave it to him, and I never even saw him after that, and he was gone because he moved on to another shelter with his family.
Yeah.
Well, about 5 years later, I'm at a church, and we're working on them, and it's the day that we were going to sort them all. And we have all the pillows there, and we got to divide them into piles, and we got to count them, and we got to make sure nobody missed a knot and everything. And we've got them stored in this giant, in this huge closet, and you open the doors, and they're to the ceiling. And it's like, oh my goodness. And we showed up there, the ladies, to do that, and the men's group had met before us, and they left a tray of cookies left over. And all the women are like, I'm dieting. I'm not touching them. I'm like, hey, there's a group in the next room doing something. Let's take them in there. Maybe they want them. And this young man, he's now an adult, and he had really filled out. Like, wow. You know, now he's like 20 years old or something. He was 14, 15 when I saw him. Mm-hmm. And huge difference in guys from 14 to 20.
Yeah, wow. Huge.
And he follows me out, and he said, excuse me. He says, hey, I think I know you. And he said, did you used to teach? And I said, yeah, at Streamwood High School. And he said,
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Did you know that there are programs available that can help you purchase a new home? Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a repurchaser, there are funds available up to $100,000. You can reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Hi, this is Pastor Anthony Cillian of Christ World Evangelism, a ministry of Christ World Prayer Church. I am personally inviting you to our annual Good Friday healing service. Join us on Good Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. We are located at Palm Beach Gardens Elementary, 160 Riverside Drive, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. For more information, call 561-264-1200. That's 561-264-1200. Have a glorious day in Christ.